Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Let's go directly in service where Dr. Bernard Johnson is President, Founder, and CEO, the International Ambassador with the Praise and Prayer Convention Prayer Service. God bless you.
You answered me. Called you early this morning, you answered me.
Thank you.
And now at 6 o'clock, you're answering right now. Thank you for being there. We've had the experience of others who said that they would be there, but God, they weren't there. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and you have been so true to your word. Thank you so much. Thank you for looking after every person that's going through a storm. Thank you for looking after every person that's going through a valley.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
We thought you would leave them in the valley because they were going through a valley experience. But they found out that you would be there not only on the mountaintop, but you would be there down in the valley.
Yes, Lord.
Who could hold their hands better than you? Who could see them through the storm better than you? Who could wipe weeping eyes better than you?
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Soothe aching hearts better than you? Bruise and wound? No, nobody can do it better than you.
Yeah.
We just want to thank you, Lord. You even fight our battles. Thank you for fighting the battles. Turmoil, even giving us heart's desires. We bless your holy name. You are the greatest great of the greatest great.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We appreciate you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lift our hands to you. Straight up. Saying that we surrender all to you. Inviting you to come on in for our line and to take over. Take control. Give us what to do, what to say. We surrender all to you, Lord. Our hearts say yes. Our minds say yes. Our souls say yes. Our spirit says yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, we'll obey you. Yes, God, whatever you say. You are in control. We ask that you forgive us for all sins. Every sin of commission, the things we've done. Every sin of omission, the things that we haven't done, Lord, that you gave us an assignment to do. We're working on it. We pray that you give us the stamina to stand to get all these things done that you have assigned to us. Bind the devil, oh God. Bind him completely and cast him out. He doesn't have any business being on this line or around us. Because the anointing is around us and it's destroying every yoke. Thank you for it. Bless, bless, bless. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, for what you're going to do, and for what you have done. Now I'm asking you for your ultra awesome blessings on this prayer line.
Yes,
fix things that need to be fixed. Lighten every heavy load. Lift every heavy burden. Give credence, God. People would believe you even more.
Yes.
Thank you for the faith that can move mountains.
Oh,
God, every mountain we have, let it be moved in Jesus' name. Now bless the people on this prayer line. Bless them in the city. And bless them in the field. They're going out, they're coming in. Bless their health and strength. Bless their finances. I do take time today, Lord, and specifically pray for those who have financial needs. God, I know the enemy's camp is built on the love of money, but God, your camp is built on the love of
God.
And your love is stronger than anything that the enemy can present. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Break every fetter in His name. Give blessings everywhere. Save the unsaved. heal those who need healing and bring out those who are in that mess in Jesus' name. Thank you for all things.
Thank you.
We praise you. We bless you. Holy name, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the line today. God bless you and you and you. Good day. Good day. May I say good morning to all of you. Good morning to you. Are you all awake?
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Me that joy in your voice. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Esther, good morning.
Good morning.
God bless all of you. Let's commence the line in just a moment with praise. I want y'all to come on. Don't let it be said like in many churches, they used to help people. They used to have altar workers that would get around people who wanted the Holy Ghost. And they would just pray with them until they received the Holy Ghost. But I don't want y'all to be like these new saints. These new saints won't come to the altar, won't pray with folks, won't stay with them until they receive the Holy Ghost. No, these new saints, they don't want to do nothing like that. Sometimes it's a blessing. Newness is a blessing, but sometimes the old way is better. Amen. You go out and find an old dresser that's made of real wood. A little better than the new stuff made of that pressurized stuff. Yeah, so don't lose what you got. One of the things I believe in, I don't believe in fixing stuff that's not broke. Amen. If it's not broke, leave it alone. You mess it up every time. Man's way messes stuff up every time. Amen. So the way they used to come and pray over people was a good thing. Not going to mess it up. I'm going to leave it alone. So when I open up the line for you to praise the Lord, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Amen. Don't let people beat you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a good thing to praise the Lord. Just get lost in self and give him glory, adoration, and praise. You got a lot of things to praise him for. And he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. That's enough right there. Give him praise. We have a thing on here that we originated called Praise Check. Amen. All around the country is catching on. Praise Check. Amen. But I want to get to the point on this line where we know how to praise him. Maybe you can't praise him too loud where you are. But I can. I'm in my office. And my praise level is high. Amen. My praise level's high. So let's go for it right now. Let's give him a praise check. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Conference recording started.
Thank you. God bless all of you. We love you. We thank God for you.
And bless you too.
Appreciate you. We're talking about the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
amen. The Holy Ghost will help you walk right and talk right and help keep you saved. It doesn't come to save you. It comes because you are saved. Amen. You get the Holy Ghost after you come to Jesus Christ and accept Lord and Savior. Amen. I want to answer a few questions about the Holy Ghost today. Have you received him since you believe? That's a question that was asked in Acts 19. What is the Holy Ghost? What is the difference between getting saved and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What does the Holy Ghost do? When are you eligible to receive the Holy Ghost? And how do you receive the Holy Ghost? My God. Let's get started here today. I want to ask that first question. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Now, I'm not talking about have you been saved for 30 years and 40 years. No. I'm asking you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe, since you got, have you received the Holy Ghost? That's what Paul asked the people there at Ephesus. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Yeah, he was there in Acts 19 and asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they answered and said, Paul, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. What baptism were you baptized under? They said under John's baptism. He said he baptized unto repentance. That's a good thing, but now there came one after him, who was Jesus Christ, who baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he began to preach to them about the Holy Ghost, telling them all about the Holy Ghost, like I'm telling you this morning. Yeah, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? What is the Holy Ghost? What is the difference between getting saved and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What does the Holy Ghost do? Why do you need the Holy Ghost? When are you eligible to receive the Holy Ghost? And how do you receive the Holy Ghost? Now, I wanted to let you know that this is not a teaching that's denominational. No, I'm not trying to teach in any denomination. I try to fit it into some denominational background. No. All I want to do is answer things according to the Scripture. And let's let the Bible, which was written by God, and he used human hands, so God wrote it, let's let him answer his own questions. God, may we come before you as humbly as we know how, as lambs, to ask you a few questions. Abraham did it. He asked you, if you find 50, will you spare the city? I want to ask you, please, Lord, if you allow me, ask you some questions about the Holy Ghost. Why is it so important that we receive the Holy Ghost since we believe? Hear the Lord speaking and saying it's important because you have to believe first. Yeah, since you believe, you get the Holy Ghost after you believe. Yeah. Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then you got to get saved before you can get the Holy Ghost. I hear the Lord speaking to my heart, you got to get saved first. Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah. In the heart you gotta believe and help, it will help you do right. Amen.
Yes.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yeah. Now getting saved, what some call it being born again in different denominations, some people call it accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We're talking about the same thing. Yeah, you got to give your heart to Jesus and accept him in your heart and allow him to take control of your life. You want to live like him. You want to be a Christian. They were first called Christians at Antioch, and you want to now Be like Jesus. Amen. Then the Word of God says in Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I know what that's about on that personal experience I had when I got on that roller coaster and it went up, 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 and then it started coming over that hump and went straight down. Everybody was screaming, and I started hollering on that roller coaster, save me, Jesus, save me, Jesus. Almost got saved on the roller coaster. Amen. Well, that's a natural explanation, but it really gives a spiritual explanation, too, because what is being saved? Being saved is basically the Lord saving you from destruction, saving you from sin, and saving you from shame. When people ask you, are you saved? What do they mean? They want to know, have you confessed Jesus? Have you given your heart to him? And have you been covered with the blood of Jesus? Have you walked away from sin? Are you saved from destruction? And now you are on your way to heaven, and you shall receive eternal life. See, you're saved. Amen. So I hear the Lord saying it's important to know, receive the Holy Ghost since you believe. That's on your way. That puts you on the road. Yeah, to receive the baptism. When you get saved, that's the first. Yeah, you get saved first. Then let me ask the question, what is the difference, you know, my God, what is the difference between getting saved and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Well, there is a difference. Let me answer with the scripture, Acts 2 and 3. Amen. Acts 2 and 3. Oh, my God. What does that say? Well, Peter was there talking, and he was talking to a lot of people, a great crowd, and he was in Jerusalem. That's the holy city. Amen. He was there, and he said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, to cover your sins, to take care of your sins, for the atonement.
Yes. Yes.
Repent first, amen, and then be baptized. He's talking about water baptism there. Every one of you, for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. That's the first thing. You repent and you confess your sins unto God, telling him that you're sorry. I was on the street when I did it. I said, looked up to heaven and said, Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and was buried and raised for me. And I opened my heart, and I'm asking you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Jesus heard my prayer and saved me right then. For the remission of sins, he covered all of my sins and took my sins away. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. Then I was baptized by water baptism. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I never will forget that day when they baptized me. Amen. It was a sign that I was following the Lord Jesus in water baptism, because Jesus was baptized in the Jordan of John the Baptist. I believe that's... I'll find that for you. I believe it's 1 and 9. I got to get that, whether that's John or Mark. Amen. But he was baptized in the Jordan. Amen. What a wonderful experience that was. Jesus being baptized. Oh, my God. Now, I believe, let me see, that is found in Mark 1 and 4. And also Mark 1 and 9. You'll find that. Mark 1 and 9. Yeah, let me read it for you. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. Amen. So follow Jesus in baptism. Go to your pastor and say, I got saved, Pastor. I accepted it. The Lord is my Savior. Gave my heart to Jesus. Now I want to be baptized. He'll baptize you, all right? So follow him in baptism. Now, what does the Holy Ghost? Well, let me back up here. That Acts 2:38. I told you the first steps: repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. That's the first step. You got to get repent and be baptized. Get saved and be baptized. All right? Then it says in that same text, Acts 2:38, it says, and. When I saw that and, I said, Lord, something else is coming. Because when we repent and be baptized, that's one portion of it. And it says, and, which means in addition to, or it means after that. Let me just use that portion. After that, after you repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the remission of your sins. After that, after you get saved, then it says in that text, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I mean, you got to use your common sense here and not block things. Open up your mind and say whatever the Holy Ghost says, whatever the Scripture says, I'm going to abide by that, not by my denomination. I'm going to abide by the Bible. It says, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. After that, after you get saved. Well, that clearly shows you, if you open your heart and mind, that surely, to what the Lord is saying, that clearly tells you that there's a difference in getting saved and receiving the baptism, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That scripture right there. All right. Praise God. I could go on and tell you that the disciples didn't have the Holy Ghost. They were walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, seeing him heal the sick and raise the dead. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost. And though they were good people, and although you're a good woman or a good man, been saved for 20 years, you never received the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you this. There are bishops who don't have the Holy Ghost. There are superintendents, pastors, elders who don't have the Holy Ghost. They're good women, leaders of the nation, and many of them don't have the Holy Ghost. Disciples were right there with Jesus, walking with him, seeing all the miracles, but they didn't have the Holy Ghost. How can you prove that? Well, the fact that the Holy Ghost wasn't sent back by the Father until Jesus had died and went to Calvary, hung there and died, and they took him down and buried him. He stayed in the grave and rose on Sunday. After that, the Holy Ghost was sent, so they couldn't have the Holy Ghost. If you know the Word of God, that's quite evident that they didn't have the Holy Ghost. Another way I can prove it to you is because they tried to cast a demon out of the boy in Mark, I believe the 9th chapter. He was throwing himself into the fire and the water. And they couldn't cast the demon out. But then if you go to Acts 3, when they were at the temple called Beautiful, yeah, there was a man, they brought him there daily to beg for money of alms, A-L-M-S, alms. And Peter and John looked on him and said, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. He said, laid hands on him in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The man jumped up, started jumping and walking to the temple with them. Well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is that they had the Holy Ghost now. Why? What does the Holy Ghost do? That's my next question. They had the Holy Ghost, but what does the Holy Ghost do? They didn't have it before, but now it did something. What did it do? Well, Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Oh my God. See, they had power now. They had been to Jerusalem, and now they had power. They had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. It's found in Luke 24 and 49, Luke. And behold, I send the promise of my Father. Upon you. This is Jesus talking to his disciples before he died. He says, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued, completely covered. That's endued. Some people say endowed, but completely covered. With what? With power from on high. Yeah. See, now, when they were at the Temple Beautiful, they had been completely covered with the power from on high. And they could cast out devils, they could heal the sick, they could raise the dead, They had the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost would do this through them. See, the Holy Ghost gives you power from on high. That's why you need it. Yeah. That's another question. Why do you need the Holy Ghost? You need it because you don't have no power. And see, let me tell y'all something, a side reference here, a sidebar. That's why you hear people, they're not teaching on the Holy Ghost anymore. It's a nationwide, worldwide strategy of Satan. I want to say that boldly. I said it's a nationwide, worldwide strategy of Satan. What do you mean, Dr. Johnson? I'm trying to tell you the reason why they're not teaching. The devil has strategized on the world, trying to get every preacher, every bishop, every superintendent, every elder, every pastor, everybody to try to stop teaching on the Holy Ghost. Why? It's right there before you. Think. Why is he trying to get them not to teach on the Holy Ghost? Let me read it for you again. Maybe it will just open up to you. Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Why would the devil strategize and try not to get the bishops and everybody else not to teach on the Holy Ghost any longer? Because he doesn't want the world to have power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The enemy doesn't want the world to have power. And we get that kind of power, everybody have power, we'll put him out of business. And he doesn't want us to have power. Doesn't want the world to have power. Doesn't want you to have power. Because you will do hurt and harm to his kingdom. That's why the enemy attacks many of you on this prayer line. I know he attacks me. Let me use myself as a guinea pig here. He attacks me. Why? Because I got the Holy Ghost, and because we've done a lot of damage to the kingdom of Satan. Even people around me, he tries to attack me through people because we've done a lot of damage to the kingdom of Satan, and he doesn't want us to do damage to his kingdom. Well, see, the Holy Ghost showed me the bottom line where his kingdom is built. It's built on the love of money. It's built, everything that Satan's kingdom is built upon is upon the love of money. It's the root. It's the foundation, root foundation of all, not some, of all evil. Every evil thing that's ever been done. The Bible can't be a lie. It's the root of all evil. When you say, well, now I've had some evil done to me that wasn't about money, you don't know what money is. Money is power. Everything that's ever been done evil to you has been about power. Somebody didn't like you because you were going up, and they grabbed you with crab mentality, trying to pull you down because you were being blessed. That's power. You were going to be over this on your job. You came, and you've been blessed ever since you came on the job, and they didn't like it because you got power. See, everything evil being done about power. Man, thank God for those on the block line. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. Amen. What is the Holy Ghost? Let me tell you what it is really quick.
We'll be right back, family. Hold with us.